Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Tuesday morning in New York City, June 17th. What is up? It is the Boomer and Geo program coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio. 888-808-1019 is the number. My voice is not that of Geo or Boomer. It is myself, Willie Colon, until 10 o'clock as we will discuss many things from the Yankees, lack of hitting. We will start with that in a couple of moments. We will get into some football later on, some New York Knicks basketball, the NBA Finals. So much to do, but before we do get started, I would like to tell you, as the guys told you yesterday, they are at Bethpage Black today playing golf, and they do love it when you come up to them and say hello. So if you happen to see a big former NFL MVP, he's blonde, he swings lefty, and then you've got Gio who will be next to him. Go say hello. They love it. They absolutely love it. They take photos. They smile. They will discuss the show, golf, whatever you want. So they'll be back tomorrow. But if you're out at Bethpage Black, make sure you say hi to the guys. Sitting to my left is the former Steeler, the former Jet. He graces us with his presence this morning. Willie Colon, what's up, Will?
Hey, man, good morning. Good seeing you.
How you been, all right?
I asked you what happened to the boys, and you mentioned Bethpage Black. You didn't seem excited that you weren't. You seemed kind of...
Listen, I wasn't invited. That's fine. So they can go have a good time.
I really didn't hear you said that. He's like, I wasn't invited. But I don't know if you were snarky or if you were...
It was not snarky at all.
You simply just didn't care.
You said, where are they golfing? And then you followed up with, you're not golfing. And I said, I wasn't invited.
Is there any emotions there that you know?
No, I'm fine.
Do you consider...
I've played Bethpage Black before.
Dominated?
What?
Have you dominated?
Have I dominated?
Have you dominated? Did you play well?
Dominated me. No. This is a long... I played with Bob Wischusen, who you know
the
very well.
The great Bob. I love Bob.
The great Bob Wischusen. Yes. Way back when, and it kicked my ass.
Yeah, it's tough.
It was one of those days where I hit the ball as good as I could, and I think I shot 108, I believe. So they'll have that experience today. The Ryder Cup is out there in a couple of months, as we know, in September. So they will enjoy themselves. And we will get to your golf event and your comedy show, which we will talk about later on as well. But we do start, and we'll do some football for sure, because things are starting to feel like training camp season. So we'll get into that in a couple of moments as well. But we start with the baseball. From the standpoint of the Yankee, it's amazing. The baseball season is so long. How teams go up, they go down. They go up, they go down. And I will start with a phone call I got yesterday in the newsroom. So during the BT and Sal show, they were, you know, all in on the Yankees, Red Sox, as you can imagine, the Rafael Devers trade. They talked a little bit about the Mets and the Rays and all that. And as I was probably around 10:40 or so in the morning, I got two calls back to back. And usually no one calls the newsroom. It's pretty ironic. And it was not the same caller because you could see the caller ID.
Okay.
So the first caller I took was, hey, tell those two guys the Yankees suck. They're not as good as you guys think they are. And he hung up on me. Well, okay. That was the caller that in the newsroom.
Just a random?
Just a random guy. I'm like, yeah, all right. Well, I'm not going to go in there and tell them that. But okay, thanks.
Seems a little emotional. Whatever.
Yes, very much so. So, and maybe 5 minutes later at around 10:50, the phone rings again. And another guy, nicer guy, says, hey, let these guys know the Yankees are not as good as we think they are, because when you look at their record against good teams, they're very average. Now, I didn't go back and fact check it, but his point, I think, was a valid point in that sometimes we look at just the record and we think a team is that good. Now, in this case, I do think the Yankees are a very good team.
Yeah.
I do think the Yankees are going to win this division, and I think the Yankees will probably be battling it out with the Tigers to represent the American League in the World Series. What struck me, though, and listening to the callers, too, is a lot of people, while some have bought in, there are a lot of Yankee fans that still don't buy this team. And the last stretch of games certainly doesn't help, even though they've been a great offensive team all year. It's almost as if when they struggled to score, now it's like, see, there's no...
Well, last night was indicative of that. I mean, they were 1-for-18 with runners on.
Last night was brutal. And it was also, but in fairness to them now too, several things happened in this game that also prevented them from scoring. The play in the, I guess, the 11th inning after they're down 1-0. The play at first base, I don't know, I doubt you were even up to see this at the time. But
I was.
You know, when you've got first and second and that ground ball to short that Neto makes the brutal throw on and it gets saved by the first, that ball should be in the dugout and a run should score. They don't tie the game. You have the play with Volpe, with Dominguez going to third. I mean, a crazy bounce right on the runner. There were so many. You had a night where the ball was not carrying. Aaron Judge early in this game hits a, I promise you, 99 out of 100 times that ball is out into Monument Park. It stayed in. The play, the hit by Bellinger to right field that you think off the bat is in the upper deck, barely gets to the wall. Like, it wasn't as if they didn't put some good bats together. It just wasn't happening last night. And it's just, I don't know, it's weird to see a team with a lineup like this struggle the way they are.
Yeah, but it started early, too. Like, when Chaz, I think, got a single, a double in the second, I think he had a couple on. I mean, he was able to get on once or twice. I mean, you couldn't expect a better game out of Clark Schmidt.
Oh, he was phenomenal.
I mean, after the first, I thought he was steady. You know what I mean? Soriano was great, even for the Angels. I thought it was just to your point, the bats wasn't popping as they expected. So, I don't know. I think the Yankees are a damn good team. I don't know what the expectation is, but I think they're meeting them right now. Even when Lasagna came in, I thought he was great. So I don't know. I thought yesterday was just a tough day.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's a weird one just because it's a team in the Angels you usually handle. And I heard Al or CeeLo say in the warm up show, like, you would expect the Yankees to come out and score 25 runs tonight.
Correct.
And I happen to agree with that. I think this team will break out.
A team against the Angels.
Oh, for sure. A team that they usually handle well. It's a good lineup, too. The Angels, I know record-wise they're not great, but you look at their lineup, it's actually not too bad. And Mike Trout is actually healthy. The one good thing that you did see last night was the return of one Giancarlo Stanton, who,
yes,
I'll tell you, the way he had one at-bat where I think it was he singled to left. Where it was, he never leaves the batter's box, which has been the way he approaches an at-bat, which I love. CBS Sports Network has it here. It's a 3-2 pitch that he didn't even swing the bat before that base hit. And then he's got the double late in the game where you really think they're going to win the leadoff double in the ninth, but they're not able to push a run across. With him back, and you look at the way Aaron Judge has played and hit this year. And again, he was intentionally walked a couple of times last night. You certainly understand it in the 11th. There was a two-out, nobody-on situation where Ron Washington walked him. You start to lengthen that lineup now by adding Giancarlo Stanton back in. Then if he can be, I know in the regular season, he has not been a great, great hitter, but he's been ridiculous in the postseason. But if he can be anything of his former self, you add that into the lineup, that is, as Boomer would like to say, making a trade at the trade deadline.
Well, a lot of that has to do with really regaining his confidence, right? When you sit out this long, you watch your team kind of mosey along and play at a high standard, you don't want to get left behind. So having a day yesterday, even with the double, it gives him that sense like, man, I'm right where I need to be. It feels good to just come out hot. And that's for any ball player.
Yeah, for sure. And he got a nice ovation, which was, you know, good to see for him, having not been there all season long. So that was kind of good to see for the end. But that having been said, they need to get off the schneid now tonight. You know, you've got a division in, it's I've said this numerous times, it's only June, it's not that big a deal, but it's amazing to me that the Rays just never go away.
Never.
The fact that they swept the Mets this weekend, the Yankees get swept, the Yankees lose last night, the Rays win a game, you look up, they're two and a half games out now.
Two and a half, yeah.
It is unbelievable how that team, they never keep their players, and yet they just continue to win.
They just stay like that angry person in the rearview mirror. They just kind of hang right there.
They're always there.
No matter how many times you switch lanes, they're just right there.
Yeah, really brutal. Is something. So, not a big deal. To me, it's not a big deal, this little funk the Yankees are in. But
you want to right the ship and you want to do it as soon as possible, and tonight would be a good start. And then with the Mets, real quick, as we, you know, do the baseball, they go to Atlanta tonight. Now, the Mets have been, at times, the best team in Major League Baseball. And I think you can make that case for the Yankees, too, with certain stretches in the season. The Mets hit a little bump on the road this weekend against Tampa, where, again, the bats just go quiet. And after they had that 5-1 lead Friday night, things kind of fell apart on them. They get out slugged basically on Saturday, and Sunday was a complete no-show offensively. You've got an opportunity now, after losing to a team in the American League, where you're taking on a Braves team that is down, they are injured, they're wounded, they have not had a good season. Now, Atlanta, for the most part, has not been a good place for the Mets to play. But, you know, my last thoughts of Atlanta is them winning a crucial game in September to make the postseason. And so the notion that this group isn't going to go in and take care of business, to me, is a little misguided. And I don't think necessarily holds true anymore. It's a different group. It's a different manager. I feel like that game, and I know they lost that second game of the doubleheader, but they did what they had to do in that first game with some crazy at-bats, the home run by Lindor. I feel like it's different this time. And this is the stretch that, you know, we were talking about yesterday for this team to win the NL East. When you look at Atlanta, Philadelphia, the teams they're going to be playing, I think Atlanta again after that, they can really make their mark here and kind of take it, or they can kind of play like 500 baseball and let these teams hang around.
Well, that's what we're used to this time of year with the Mets. The fact that, to your point, that they started off hot and then now they are hot, I think it's just a matter of them just being not the same old Mets, man. And when you got an opportunity to take over the division and kind of get a lead, go for it.
It's right? A big difference from last year. You know, if you think about last year, this is when the team, I guess they were starting to play better around now, but most of the fans had given up on them at this point.
I did.
Yeah, well, I think everybody did for the most
part.
Remember,
we was all screaming, sell.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was ugly.
It was like, get them out of here.
It was ugly. Yeah, and then you look at what they did, and then the grim, all the things that took place, obviously. Right. But the play on the field improved, and then, of course, they have the run. So I like where they are, despite the three-game losing streak. This is a good series, though. This is an interesting series for me. And to see if the pitching can get back on track. That's the one thing, too, with the Mets that has been it's basically been a given, is every night up until recently, you were going to get a good start from your starting pitcher. Now, the last several games, not so. David Peterson last time out, complete game shutout. Can he get that turned around? Not for him personally, but for this rotation, which in the last several games has not been so good. You know, I was talking, I guess it was Gio on Friday.
Gio.
We were, you know, Boomer was out Friday, and we were discussing why. Danny, you know, Danny Wexelman from SNY, she was in last week, too. We were talking about why this rotation has been so good. And it's one of those things, they said, the pitching lab. All right, well, now the pitching lab is going to get tested because you've hit a little bit of a bump. And let's see if we can kind of figure things out. With Senga hurt, you've got guys hopefully coming back soon in Manaea and Montas.
When's Manaea expected back?
Soon. I have no idea. There's the exact date, I don't know. But soon. I mean, he's working his way. He had the rehab start. Maybe 3-4 nights ago. So he's on his way back. Same thing with Montas, who I don't think pitched very well in his first rehab start. But you do have help along the way. The key is those fringe pitchers that, for whatever reason, have done so well with Jeremy Hefner and the pitching lab. I hate to say it, but that pitching lab that they referred to. Clay Holmes changing from a reliever back to a starter. Now you're going to see, I think, the fruits of all of that if, in fact, they turn it back around and they get going in a different direction. I said, you know, on Tuesday or of last week, we're heading into a stretch, summertime, where you've got the Mets in first place, Yankees in first place. I think good feelings with the Jets and the Giants heading into
good
the
good feelings.
Yeah, I think so. I
mean, positive for the most part.
Positive. Yeah, I think you would think on the up. For the most part, with the coaching change with the Jets and with the Giants, I think there is a sense of positivity and some optimism going forward. You have, while I know goofy with the whole Knicks coaching thing, it's still a 50-win
team.
Goofy's
an understatement.
Yes, and I promise you, we'll get to that at some point, too. But it's still a back-to-back 50-win team that made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, you've got to be positive about that. There's a lot to like, you know, right now in New York sports, which is, I don't know how many times we've been able to say that across the board.
Well, yeah, I agree with you from this standpoint. I think there's a lot to anticipate. I think when you talk about the Knicks, and especially with who's going to be the new coach and hire, I think what's frustrating about the Knicks situation, I know you said we're going to get back to it. I think what's the most frustrating for me as a guy who follows New York sports and loves New York sports, it feels like an end to an era that doesn't need to end, especially the way Tibbs left and everything that has transpired. I'm in reference to the Jets with Aaron Glenn. You know, I think a lot is expected. I think a lot is to be seen. But I think a lot of people, if you talk about what Justin Fields and this offense could look like under a new OC, man, if this offense can match the defense from a productive standpoint, maybe the culture is honestly going to change. We get to see it with our own eyes.
Have you been around at all or not yet?
I haven't been around. I literally got off the road yesterday. I've been down south for the last 4 weeks.
Okay.
But I've been keeping my eye to what's going on One Jets Drive, and everybody seems optimistic. But when you've already been at the bottom, what you can do is look up. So you have to keep it positive.
Ultra, I do like the choice of outfit today.
Hey, man.
You look like you're going to line up and somebody.
I know. I grabbed the first thing out of the closet. This was, can I tell you what happened? It's 2 o'clock in the morning, my alarm went off in my house. Okay. I thought I had an intruder.
Oh, the house alarm.
The house alarm.
That's
so
freaky.
I shot up out of the bed. It was like 2:30. My son sleeps with me. And so he's like, Daddy. And I'm like, and I pop it. The alarm's going, burglar, burglar, burglar. And I'm able to see on my monitor what part of the house is getting intruded. Mm. And it was my kid's playroom. And so I'm, and it faces the street. So I'm like, oh man, like, is it about, and we literally just got off the road yesterday during the evening. So I'm like, I know I had to come in today, be on time, be ready to rock with you. And I'm like, butt naked, running down my stairs, trying to fight a potential burglar. And thank God there wasn't a burglar. And so my sleep's been off.
So what triggered the alarm?
I don't know. We don't know. There was something happened. Maybe something hit the window. I don't know. But the cops called. It was like, we got a patrolman on the way. I was like, no need. Willie's here, fully naked, ready to take on the world.
Could you imagine if you're actually the intruder and the first thing you encounter is this man nude?
Nude. Just birthday suit, ready to rock. My wife was just like, you want to put on some shorts? I'm like, no, I'm already packing.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a hell of a story. Now, you go back to sleep after that, or you were up? You were up.
I was afraid I was going to miss this. That's why I have the early cup of Joe. And when I ran in my closet, this was looking at me, so I just threw it on.
That's fine. As long as you put clothes
on. I know,
I
feel like I just got drafted. I got the whole...
I'm just glad you want to do the show nude.
No.
Because that would be a little awkward.
I don't want to make Al Dukes there nervous.
Well, I will tell you, at some point, there is going to be something we will bring. We're not bringing it up now, but we will bring it up probably later in the hour. You did something that would give him anxiety. Yes. Beyond anxiety.
I'm having a rough morning. I'm really worried.
Not gone great
right
for you so far.
No.
So we
started at 2:30 this morning.
I promise we will get to that and more.
I
and CeeLo
it.
Coming up next. It is the Boomer NGO program on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 25 after 6. The guys are out. They will be back tomorrow. It is myself and Willie Colon on this glorious Tuesday morning. We have a lot to do today. So as I sit in for Geo or Boomer, either one, CeeLo sits in for me. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Glorious by what standard? How are we defining glorious?
We're alive.
Yeah?
I like that.
Okay.
Every day is a blessing, dear CeeLo.
All right.
Let's start off. All grim, all right?
I'm
happy to see your face this morning.
Clear on where we stand in glory. It's good to see your face as well.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. And your jet green?
I know. I came out pretty hot. I didn't realize I was this green.
No, it brings me back to the
Steeler stuff?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
It's not here because you're in New York.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
Brings me back to the jet locker room before you knew me and I was in there holding the mic in your face.
I treated you well.
Oh, you treated everyone well.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Just saying, like, you know, we didn't have like a personal relationship because I was just kind of. I let you guys do your thing. I didn't want to bother you because I know a lot of the writers would take up a lot of your time one-on-one, you know?
Was there anybody that boiled your grits there, CeeLo, that she's like, man, I really don't want to talk to this guy, do you?
Player-wise?
Yeah.
No, I loved every second I did with
that. Okay, that's good.
There was never a player, though, that annoyed, like,
annoyed me? No.
I think that's what you're saying, that you didn't really want to talk to.
Because I think some of the beat writers, they hold, not grudges, but they have a favorite and then they don't. They have one or two guys that they're not really fond of.
Well, it was different for the writers because oftentimes, like, I was there to gather the audio. I wasn't necessarily having to write the exclusive story or anything. So for the writers, yeah, some could be difficult. They were looking for a little bit more something out of you. So that was fun for, I used to get a kick out of when there'd be a little conflict between player or coach and writer and they'd kind of spar a little bit. You know, so that was fun.
Like, I got you.
We saw a lot of that.
Bart Scott and Dan Lieberfeld got after it one time. That was
that does
was
not surprise.
That was interesting.
Me.
Or Manish mixing
it
up.
Well, he mixed up with everybody.
Yeah. So I have a personal problem with Manish, but I was well aware of some of the stuff that was going down. You know?
Two of the best guys, Tiki with the Giants. Yes. And Calvin Pace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Calvin Pace was great.
And he hated
awesome.
To talk.
But he was great.
When they would CP get him to stand there and
he
do
was
it.
Awesome.
Yeah, no question.
And he was a true pro. I played against CP. I haven't played against him and be his teammate, man. He was as advertised. He was a pro.
He was great. I always said, man, get that guy in every week because you never knew it was going to come out of his mouth.
He hated it, but he was
fun.
Good.
Yeah,
he always
good.
Packed a big gagger and had something to say. It was quick.
He did. That's true.
Brandon Marshall was my favorite. I used to look forward to
it. Really?
Oh, he was... He'd always have something interesting to say.
Love B. Marsh.
Yeah.
Great guy.
All right, let's do it. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Well, the Yankees didn't hit with much luck last night. A couple of balls that looked like home runs off the bat. Not to be, but even with all that and falling behind 1-0 in the 11th, and even after the Cody Bellinger ball off the bat that looked like it was going to be a game-winning homer, they still had a shot. Bases loaded, 2 outs, a new pitcher, Hunter Strickland, facing Anthony Volpe.
First pitch. Breaking ball swung on, hit down the third. Tagging third is Renhefo, and that is the ball game. Strickland comes in, throws one pitch. They get the force out at third, and the Angels win this game by the count of 1-0. Wow.
Dave's big on the wow.
He is big on we talked about that yesterday,
that?
Yes.
Okay.
He likes the
wow. He does, and hey that
now.
As well. Yeah, I feel like the hey now.
He doesn't do it as much.
It's like everyone got in his head. Now he does the wow.
I agree. Instead. Now, people have called in, and they've given us examples where he still has done it. But there's a lot of big home runs where you're expecting it, and there's no.
It's not automatic.
It's not.
Right.
It is not.
1-for-18 were the Yanks with runners in scoring position. They left 12, and their extra inning struggles continue. I heard C-Mac on the overnight giving some of these numbers. 10 extra innings now this season for the Yankees. They've scored once, 2-for-26 with 0 extra base hits, and the lone run came on a sacrifice fly.
It is amazing with that stupid runner at second base that you can
score.
Like in the 10th inning, neither team could push a run across.
Yeah.
That is bizarre.
I thought LeMahieu was going to get one.
Get one what?
I think he was going to get one in.
Yeah. Well, they tried to have him lay a bunt down. That didn't go so well. And then he had the swinging bunt. and then struck out on a breaking ball that looked like it was right down the middle.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. All right, no Boomer and Geo this morning means we can actually run some Aaron Boone sound. So asked here about Volpe going after the first pitch, bases loaded, and a new pitcher in the game. Did Boone have any issue with that?
Not necessarily. I mean, first pitch is the best one to hit sometimes. So I didn't see if it was off the plate, not a good pitch to go after. That might be the case, but we got to be ready to go there.
I happen to agree with him. I have no issue with him swinging. The problem is it's not a good pitch. Well, but he clearly was fooled and thought it was a fastball, yes. And all of a sudden it turns out to be an off-speed pitch.
Slider, but down, maybe not away, but down.
But I do agree with him. How many times have we sat there and said to, whether it's a Juan Soto or whoever, you know, you see that fat, swing the bat.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get a better pitch than that. He got fooled.
And it Boone, happens. Of course, famously, first pitch, Tim Wakefield.
Yeah, that's a fair point, too.
Here's one more from Boone, speaking to how things just didn't go their way offensively in this one, probably to their face.
I thought we hit a number of balls on the screws, even there late. You know, Cody just misses a couple to right. Goldie stepped on that ball to left center. We were barreling some balls up, but that said, you know, we're not punching any across, not hitting the home run.
No.
And, right,
no,
and in the meantime, the run that does come across is like that little punch shot to left that just got past Jazz. It's the game's crazy.
Yep. Scoring outputs for the Yanks across their last five, 0-0-3-1-1.
CeeLo, can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
We have a special guest on the hotline. I would like to introduce everybody to former NFL MVP, Mr. Boomer Esiason, on the Boomer and Geo program. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jerry and Willie. It's always great to talk to you guys. Willie, thanks for sitting in for me. I really appreciate it.
For the Yanks across their last
Oh boy!
You got to be.
That iPhone sounds great. That's an amazing phone you got there.
Top brand, Jerry. I appreciate it. Well, listen to me.
I can't. You're breaking up. Hello.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you, Jerry. Doing this on purpose.
Of course, that comes through clear.
Right. No, I don't think he's playing there. Boom. We can't hear you. Breaking up there, but.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Real quickly, I just want to remind Willie that. When CeeLo was in your locker room, he was the guy that was asking the 35-minute question. You can't forget him. He would ask you a question, it would go on and on and on and on, and then make a statement, and then hopefully you would get an answer, and you go, yeah, you're right, see ya.
Was that you, CeeLo?
I did it once with Rex. And when you do it once with Boomer, it lives on forever.
Okay. So
in his eyes, I did it to every person I spoke to when I was covering the Jets.
I feel like,
yeah.
Can't shake that one.
Yeah, well, good. Well, you'll be happy to know that Gio and I are getting ready to play Bethpage Black Golf Course. I don't think you grew up too far away from that, so we're looking forward to playing that today, and I just wanted to make sure that you knew exactly who CeeLo was.
No, I do. I was asking Jerry, was he feeling any type of way that he wasn't a part of the outing today? And he seemed like he was fine, but part of me feels like I don't believe him because I know he's a big golf enthusiast.
Would have been nice to have been invited, but that's okay. I'm good.
Yeah, but you make more money when we're not there, so you're more than happy to sit there when we're not there.
I am happy to sit here, but it would have been nice to be invited.
And then you let CeeLo play Aaron Boone sound. What the hell is that all about?
I have no issue with that.
Now, and also, to be clear, because I was locked into yesterday's show, Jerry did play at least one Aaron Boone cut on yesterday's show when you were sitting in your regular seat and you didn't check him, so you can't check him now for him letting me play it. How
Thoughts,
about that?
Sir?
All right, well, I understand now. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. I appreciate that. I will try to hit them straight today, and hopefully I can get Gio through an 18-hole round over here at Bethpage Black. It's going to be pretty difficult for him.
Enjoy your day, guys.
See you, boys.
All right, we're Esiason and everybody on the crappy iPhone. That was awesome.
A little choppy there, Boom.
That was a bit choppy to start.
Like the car phone from 1993.
So just from my understanding, no Aaron Boone sound is wanted on the show.
Yeah, Greg hates him. Not him personally, the way he talks.
They're bored by it.
He's boring.
Forever to get, you know.
What would you prefer? I mean, he's trying to be, I guess.
The player sound. Don't want to hear from Aaron Boone.
They've had enough of him. Yeah.
Which is fine.
This is for years now.
Makes it easy.
This is a thing.
Yes. For Gio. He can't stand. He just dribbles on.
Nails against a chalkboard.
Just boring. That's all.
But this is my point. I felt like the same thing happened to a Rob Saleh and a Todd Bowles. Like, their players, the audience finds their. If they say nothing, they get dragged. If they say too much, they get dragged. But yet you want an explanation about the product of what you see. So my point is, like, when do these guys get a break?
Here's the difference. Every day with baseball. before the game and after the game they talk.
Sure.
With the football coaches, maybe once or twice during the week and then after the game Sunday. It's not 7 days.
Well, not 7 days.
Not 7 days a week. They don't. No. We don't hear from them on
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I don't think we hear from them Friday anymore, do we? I thought that's coordinator day.
No, Thursday. Well, no. I can't speak to what the last regime was.
It's gotten different.
Coordinator day usually was Thursday. You'd get a quick one Friday.
Yeah, but coordinator also, time is sporadic.
It's sometimes also they're 162 games as opposed to 16 or 17. It's a little different.
Yeah.
That's all.
But what does my point also is?
I don't ask Gio. I don't know.
What do you guys want to bring? What do you want these guys to bring to the table other than doing their job?
I don't know.
Now with Boone, it's more. It's he just there's these little noises he makes and he kind of trips over himself.
Well, those are fun.
Sometimes it's fun, but I think they just
had enough of them.
Yeah,
which is fine
because you know he never calls out the players ever.
So that's it.
It's I think they just don't think it's genuine. They think he's just saying what he thinks he's supposed to say to protect his guys, not be controversial. You know, like Friday night, Volpe got thrown out trying to steal third, made the first out in the extra innings, I think it was. And they went to Boone. They were like, you know, do you have any issue with that? And he was like, hell no, you did? It's like, God forbid you ever question one of the players, that sort of thing.
Okay. You know?
That's why the players like him and why they win a lot of games every
year. That's right.
Players need protection too.
And he does that.
Yeah.
No question about it. All right, scoreless streak for the Yankees is at 20 innings. They've dropped four in a row for the first time this season. On the positive side, you did have the season debut for Giancarlo Stanton, a couple of hits, including a double to lead off the ninth inning. He looked good hopping aboard a moving train here in mid-June.
Just make sure I'm ready. Make sure I'm ready for 100 miles an hour. You know, with not as many at-bats under my belt, that's going to be the most important. Just make sure I'm ready, see the ball early.
He seemed to be seeing it just fine last night. We'll see how he progresses. Series continues this evening. Will Warren opposed by Kyle Hendricks, pregame at 6:25 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. As for the Mets, they'll try to avoid their first four-game skid of the season as they begin a six-game road trip through Atlanta and Philadelphia, and then they'll see the Braves for another four games here when they get back home to Queens. Good pitching matchup for tonight's opener, David Peterson and Spencer Schwellenbach, 7:15 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. Schwellenbach last year against the Mets, three starts, 2-0, 0.86 ERA. He was pretty good against them.
Schwellenbach. Yeah, I know. It's very funny. Yeah. I know. And you had Schonowell last night.
Yeah, for the Angels. Yeah. Right.
Some of these names, man.
So I assume Keith Hernandez is calling this series on SNY because they're in Georgia.
Yeah.
And in the midst of the team heading down to Georgia, he made his move to a new place in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
I saw this, yeah.
Love Hilton Head.
And our own Richard Neer. Apparently,
that's interesting.
Assisted with the move. I guess their buddy's going back.
I guess so. Who knew?
Many years.
And he does go on. I know Richard not doing the Saturday mornings every week now any longer, but for the longest time, I mean, Keith went on his show a lot.
Yeah.
So makes sense.
And Keith gave him the WNEWFM shout out and the WFAN shout out.
Very
there was
cool.
a photo of the two of them.
I did see it.
I was like, I don't know that I've seen a photograph.
Richard looks great, by the way.
Yeah, right?
I mean, yeah. He's got to be what? You would know. 75?
Yeah.
He's got to be. It's been between NEW and The Fan. It's been like 50 years in radio.
76.
76. God bless him. He looks amazing.
He's my dad's age. My dad remembered listening to him on NEW back in the day.
Softcore porn.
I don't think he's doing that at 76, but you know.
You never know.
Why not? He's not dead.
I said to Al, I've worked here like 18 years. I've never seen Richard Neer in the flesh.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I used to work with him every Saturday morning before he had moved down south, so I did get to work with him
before
he became the Comrex guy.
All right, the Comrex guy. No, you're right. You're right about that. Last night in L.A., big return to the mound for Shohei Ohtani. First pitching appearance since 2023. Gave up a run on a couple of hits, just one inning, 28 pitches at the plate. Couple of hits, couple of RBIs, as the Dodgers did beat the Padres 6-3. But as far as the pitching went, velocity, no problem. He ramped it up to triple digits a few times.
I was aiming to sit 95-96, but the game intensity really just allowed me to throw a little harder. And I was able to adjust back to be able to throw 95-96.
That's a nice.
Did he give up like a leadoff home run or something? Or like I see the one run in the first inning.
I don't know if it was a leadoff home run.
Was it a home run?
No, it was not a home run. One inning, two hits, one run. So 28 pitches, and he moves on to the next outing. But he came through and said he felt just fine. We're running short on time. We'll do some more on the Rafael Devers trade coming up next hour. But let me get to the resumption of the NBA Finals. Game 5 last night at OKC as the Thunder move closer to their first championship.
Ducking left to the foul line. Twirling and fading the one-legged 16-footer. Nothing but net. Dubs got
40. Dubs got 40. Thunder 118. The Pacers 104.
Thunder Radio. Huge night for Jalen Williams. Dubs 40 points in OKC's 120-109 victory over the Pacers. They go up 3-2, moving within a victory of the NBA title. Williams keeping it in perspective afterwards.
It's something more that I'll like look back on later on than like worry about what kind of statement it makes. I think the only statement we have right now is we're up 3-2. And we still have to go earn another win.
They do, but evident is that Tyrese Halliburton is not near 100% health right now.
He went
0-6, I think it was, from the field last night, and 0-4 from three. He only had 4 points. All of it came at the free throw line. So here he was talking about trying to play through this, even though he's clearly hobbled. But it's late in this series, and trying to do what he can for his team.
I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, you know, help my teammates any way I can.
He's got the wrap on the calf. He's got the wrap on the back.
And I'm not saying they can't win game six at home. They could. I mean, it's a deep team, but that hurts. I mean, that hurts. It's significant for sure.
No doubt.
Trying to beat a good team like
last thing here, College World Series-wise, Gage Wood, Arkansas.
Yeah, this was pretty cool.
A third no-hitter in College World Series
history.
Did you see
the stat on his fastball by any chance? The announcers, so I watched like the condensed game of this. The announcers in the beginning of the game said the average starting pitcher, if I have this right, the average starting pitcher in college baseball, Division I college baseball, has a swing and miss rate of 16%.
Okay.
His is 42%.
Not just from this start.
No, I think that's his swing and miss rate using his fastball, which I think topped out at, it wasn't 100, it was 99, I saw for sure.
And he was a legit prospect prior to this. So
yeah.
19 strikeouts.
Ironically enough, you know what his ERA is before last night?
3.5.
Like 5.
Really?
Ooh. How?
I don't know.
And you know who interviewed him after the game on the field?
Danny Wexler.
That's right. Look at that. Day
game. How about that?
That was kind of neat.
Yeah. So he had himself a day against Murray State.
19 strikeouts.
One hit by hit batter, and I think the eighth inning or else would have been a perfecto.
And they had the one batter who leaned his elbow in. Right. I didn't realize that they would automatically call you out on that.
Oh, okay.
So because the kid gets hit in the elbow, goes to first base, they go to the review, and then the announcers start talking about, you know, they want to see if he did it on purpose. And I guess it was enough to where they said he did. And they just call him out.
You would think maybe they just give a strike, bring him back.
Or a ball.
A ball.
Because the ball is up and in.
Yeah, but there's got to be some sort of penalty for feel intentionally.
Clearly he's out.
Right.
There's the penalty. It was pretty interesting, though, watching it. And there were a couple hard hit balls off him, but right at guys.
Yeah.
19 strikeouts. That's pretty,
pretty good. Pretty good. Stanley Cup Final game number 6 tonight as the Panthers go for the closeout. And they will look to hoist the cup for a second straight year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, nice to have you with us. 10 in front of 7. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. 888-808-1019 in just a moment. We find out what Willie would do. But first, Robin Queens. What's up, Rob? Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. So I just want to say a couple of things. The Yankees are going to be okay. The bats are going to turn around as soon as the weather gets warm. The Mets are going to be okay. We'll be in October baseball. And you can't ask for anything more. You got a shot when you're in there. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think, and it's not even as if you say the Yankees will turn when the weather gets warm. The Yankees have been great. I mean, they score as many runs as anybody. And I'd have to look. They might even be, you know, top three or four in terms of, you know, run differential and runs scored. So more to your point that when the weather does get warm, they're going to be even better offensively.
I think having Stanton back, it helps that too. I think once he gets in a groove, like you mentioned earlier, it's just a matter of him getting going and his offense getting going. Like, listen, they got on like yesterday. They just weren't able to execute.
1-for-18 with runners in scoring position. And yeah, by the way, that's not unique to the Mets and the Yankees, because we dealt with that with the Mets for a big stretch. All these teams go through it where they can't push runs across. So the Yankees are going through it right now, and at some point they will fight through it. And I do agree with Alan Cielo that tonight likely will be the night where the Yankees score a boatload of runs and break through. All right, time now for something that I came up with, and this is usually sports-related, as we will play the game.
It's time for WWWD.
What would Willie do?
Here's Jerry Recco.
Thank you very much, Paul. So what would Willie do? So these are all sports related, aside from a couple that are going to be Willie and Al Dukes. And what would they do? And I know what you did. I don't know what Al would do. So we'll
Dukes is participating.
He's going to participate in the last couple of these for sure, because he's sort of relatable to these. The first one he is not relatable to. So the dad of a South Carolina quarterback, Lenoris Sellers, said his son turned down an NIL offer of $8 million to transfer out and go somewhere else. $8 million. Now, I don't know what his deal is now, but $8 million is a big number. You played at a high level. You played in college. What would you do? $8 million to just flat out get up and leave.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
That's it?
Yeah.
What about winning?
It's different times, Jerry. It's a different time. So I was getting a $2,000 Pell Grant, and I thought that was like $5 million, and I survived off that. You give me $8 million? You got guys right now are signing guaranteed money for $8 million in league. They're like 6 years in the league.
True.
So you're giving this young kid $8
million? All right, let me ask you this scenario. You're getting $5 million from your current team. You've got a great chance to win your conference. And then who knows after that, a team that needs help offers you $8 million. Jerry, but you may not win.
I'm gone.
For real.
Jerry, I hear what you're saying. I'm loyal, and I.
Well, apparently you're not.
Well, I'm loyal from the stand. I understand the point of your question, but I think right now this window in my eyes is going to close. I don't think it's going to be like this forever. So while the
this whole NIL thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be. I don't think if my son plays college football, I don't think this is going to be around for him. So if I'm in this current state, I'm telling my kid, if he was in college football, cash in.
Got it.
That's where my head is at.
All right. One for Willie. All right. Kevin Durant reportedly has no interest in joining the Timberwolves. What would Willie do? Join a title contender regardless of where they play, or only go to a team you think fits your game regardless of how good or bad they are? Kevin Durant.
Well, the Knicks don't want him, obviously.
That is correct.
I'm going to a title contender.
Even if it doesn't mean you're going to be at your best, but you have a chance to win.
I mean, we rank our superstars as far as legacy on rings. Right?
Yeah, but free agents don't sign deals with where they can win anymore. It's kind of where they make the most money.
Well, then how do you want to be remembered then?
Well, this is why I'm asking you.
I want to be remembered by the rings.
Okay.
So if I have an opportunity to go to a team and I'm not at my best, but I get a chance to win,
so the difference I'm gonna win. With the college student and the pro athlete is the college student has what you think is a very brief window to make this type of money.
Right.
The professional can do it as long as he's good enough to play in the league.
If you're good enough to play and win a ring, yes, because that's how your career will be measured. Like, we look at Michael Jordan not solely because of his stats, because he holds 6 NBA titles. You know what I mean?
Kobe. I agreed.
So,
for sure.
So my point is, if that's how you're going to keep me, that's whatever pedestal you put me on, the higher I get, climb is because of the rings I get. Yeah, let me go get the rings.
All right, so now you've married a woman from the South, as we know.
Yeah, my wife's from Jackson, Mississippi.
I don't know if alligators are in Jackson, Mississippi. I imagine they are.
They
all
are
right,
there.
So here we go. Here's the scenario, another one I saw in the newspaper this morning. You're on vacation, and upon arriving at your car in the parking lot, you see a six-foot gator just sauntering through the parking lot. What do you do? Do you call 911, or do you get in your car and go?
I get my car and go. Why would I bother?
You don't alert anybody that there's a gator just walking around the parking lot?
When they see it, they'll know. I'm getting the hell. What am I going to do?
Call 911 or call the front desk so they can take care of this. You're just going to turn your car on and go?
Does that make me a bad person? Is it the old...
A bad person? All right, let me ask you this. You just get in your car, you go about your business. You come back after your vacation day and you find out that that gator attacked someone at the hotel. You got to feel like a bad person?
No, you got to be an athlete. You got to get up out of there. Like, what do you want me to say to that? Is it no different from seeing a rattlesnake? If I see a snake in a parking lot, do I not have to report to the police that there's a rattlesnake in a parking lot?
I think you would, yeah. A rattlesnake?
Or a snake, period.
Yeah. Well, is it in its own habitat? Then no. A gator walking through a parking lot
Well, I'm not Jack Hanna. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting okay. here looking at what type of species
so
it is.
So clearly, here's what I've learned about you in the last 3 minutes. It's all about you.
I came off aggressively selfish in this period of podcast, and I'm not.
All right, here we go. Now, this one is relatable to Al. You live in an apartment complex that oversees a baseball field. You notice a couple of dogs attacking one another with an owner there as well. What do you do? Do you call 911, or do you turn up the TV a little louder so you don't hear it?
Dogs attacking another dog.
Yeah.
Right? And there's an owner nearby.
Yeah, so the owner's walking his dog. Random dog comes over, attacks the other dog. The two dogs are fighting. The guy's trying to save his dog.
The guy's also beating up one of the dogs.
Right, yeah. The one that's attacking his.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm going to videotape it.
You're going to videotape it. You're not going to call for help.
Who am I helping?
No, you're going to call 911, or are you just going to... So you're going to pick up your phone and video it so you can go viral.
Yeah, I'm passing this to the bros. I want to see who's going to make it out of this thing. why would I get... What do the cops... I want to assume my tax money is going to cops who are trying to fight crime and save the community. They don't need to waste their time on two dogs fighting and an owner getting in a handicap match in a parking lot.
I think we have a little bit of a disagreement here.
Look at this. This is...
Were you not aware of this story?
I think I vaguely remember this, but now it's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
So. Well, the guy... Yeah, there was a dog attacking a dog and a guy kicking and fighting a dog, and then the guy fell down, so now the dog was on the guy. Then another guy came running over who also had no business fighting a dog. It was chaos.
And that's the guy who had no interest in this.
That you reported this, Al. Like, there's a... Did you get a badge because of this?
No, I got a news story, though.
Right.
You got credit.
And the guy next to you looks like a magician.
Or Dracula.
Right, either one.
And you're watching this happen?
I am.
By the way,
did you feel like you did something? Like you saved humanity when you made that call?
Oh, yeah, but I was on the news, wasn't I?
All right, I have them on the way.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
By the way, the voice, the voice alone.
I didn't want to wake my neighbors.
Wasn't it? What time was it?
It was early in the morning.
Oh, it was. Oh, I thought this was in the afternoon.
No.
Oh, I did not.
It sounds like you made that call in your closet. Were you afraid?
I was in my living room, and I don't know.
You
just
see that you decided to keep it down.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I was speaking that way. That part doesn't make sense to me. Looking back on it.
Yeah, almost embarrassing.
You're very embarrassing, yeah.
All right, last one, and this one might turn your stomach. You're on your way to work. You're in the Holland Tunnel, and nature's number two calls rapidly.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you speed up to get to work, or do you find a public restroom to handle your business? Al, what would you do?
I would just try to hold it in.
And get to work?
Yeah.
Willie, what'd you do?
Well, this story, this is my story. I was losing the great battle as I came through the Lincoln Tunnel, and I saw a local bodega, and I ran in that thing like if it was a drug raid, and I attacked the bathroom like if it was fourth and run in the AFC Championship, and I slaughtered the toilet. And I'm going to be honest with you, Al Dukes. I left a body. And so now I'm a better man because of it, because I got it all out, and I'm fresh and perky for this great show.
That happened this morning?
That happened literally this morning. So by the way, I double parked, grabbed the keys, wallet, cell phone, grabbed the Holy Trinity, and I scared the bodega man because there was a buffet and he was laying out the food. And I just hit it. He grabbed the tray. It was like Tapia he was holding. And I ran by him. And I was like, where's the bathroom? And he was just like, And I saw the sign. And I just hit the door. And it was brutal.
I didn't know that those were available for people. I thought they keep those locked.
Let me ask you this.
He tried to hide it. I think I came in so hot, I startled him. So he just kind of like, and I found it. And I just went in.
This is a large man.
Yeah.
Would you get in his way?
And it's 5. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. It was just me and him. The lights are on. He's trying to, you know, throw out his stinging fish for the lunch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.